Lecture 20, Sumerian Civilization.
Now we begin our journey through the world of the earliest civilizations. And our journey begins in Mesopotamia, with the earliest Mesopotamian civilization, which flourished between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in what is now Iraq. The first thing we're going to do is explore the farming societies which used irrigation to grow crops along the rivers and in the southern Mesopotamian delta. Then we'll describe the Ubaid farming culture and the first towns and cities to develop in the south. We'll show how the temple was the focus of emerging Sumerian society, while long-distance trade mushroomed in the 4th millennium BC. Next, we'll describe some of the innovations which contributed to the rapid development of Sumerian cities. Then we'll analyze the salient features of Sumerian civilization with its small competing city-states. We'll end the lecture with a brief survey of Akkadian and then Sumerian efforts to forge much larger empires, a trend that defined the long-term characteristics of Mesopotamian civilization. Mesopotamia is Greek for the land between the rivers, between the Tigris and the Euphrates. This was the area thought by the devout Victorians to be the biblical Garden of Eden. Today, it is far from a paradisial place, a land of sand, swamp, and dry mud flats, with long hot summers and harsh winters. But in ancient times, with irrigation, the fertile alluvial soils of the Euphrates and Tigris Delta yielded bountiful crops for thousands of years, until the rising salinity of the soil caused crop yields to plummet. Farming was established by at least 8,000 BC in northern Iraq, in the higher ground, probably even earlier, we don't know. But by 2,000 years later, around 6,000 BC, village farmers practiced simple irrigation in this region by diverting spring flood waters across their fields, then draining it away to prevent salt buildup. There was a tradition of agriculture using irrigation which went back a long, long way. They had no option in this land which had these long, very hot summers which were intensely dry. The earliest known farming communities in the southern delta, in classic Mesopotamia, date to before 5800 BC. These were communities that lived on the fertile alluvium caused by the drowning of the Tigris and Euphrates estuary by the rising Persian Gulf after the Ice Age. You'll recall in earlier lectures we talked about the dramatic changes in the world landscape and coastlines resulting from the Ice Age, and that only 15,000 years ago the world's sea levels were 300 feet lower than they are today. The effects of this in some parts of the world, like, for example, Southeast Asia or Northern Europe, were dramatic. And this was another area where it was very dramatic. During the late Ice Age, the Persian Gulf was a narrow gorge and a fast-moving estuary for the rivers. But as sea levels rose rapidly, the Persian Gulf was flooded and water flooded onto the southern Mesopotamian plain. As a result of the silt deposited by these floods, all traces of earlier inhabitants are buried under many feet of river silt resulting from the annual floods. But we do know that there were people living in this region at least as early as 6000 BC and probably very much earlier. I would not be surprised if this region was not in fact an area of very early agriculture indeed.